morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift you up this morning. Hallelujah,
yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. For you are worthy of the praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, you are God that don't sleep or slumber. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
You're working on our behalf. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise this morning. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. He woke you up and started
you on your way.
Somebody wake up this morning. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you honor.
Hallelujah.
It is a privilege to be in the land of the living this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is a privilege to be in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I praise you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, beloved. You got to excuse me for a minute this morning, because if I don't know anything else, I know that when the saints come together and gather, hallelujah, that my God is just in the midst, hallelujah. And so when
I come
into the worship, hallelujah, I know,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He shall feed his flock. flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. Amen. Hallelujah. Behold your God. Where two or three has gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And I say, behold your God. Look upon him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us get started in service this morning. Hallelujah. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. And we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's just the location. Hallelujah. Of the brick and mortar building. Hallelujah. But the church of God is located in the four corners of the earth. Hallelujah. There's nowhere you can go. Hallelujah. Not. Hallelujah. You see a manifestation of a Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who I give him glory this morning. I give him praise. I give
yes,
him
God.
Honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who glory to God. The website where you can be blessed and enriched is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Hallelujah. We even give you the invitation to download the church app free, no charge. The gospel is free. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you that invitation that if you go to your Apple store or your Google Play store, the name of the church app is Corner Space Stone Space Deliverance Space Church. Amen. Hallelujah. And you will see the green app and you can download it free, no charge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once you are blessed through the word of God in the app, amen, the songs of Zion, amen, the biblical instruction, amen, we ask that you leave a review, leave a testimony, amen, praise God, amen, hallelujah. We serve a God of excellence, and he do things in excellent ways, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God's name, and we just want to encourage you, amen, that as those people that are serving today, the saints of God, as they pray, behold your God, as they sing songs of Zion, behold your God. We didn't come today to look at man. No, we didn't. Hallelujah. I could look at man on the street corner. Amen. When I gather with the saints, hallelujah, I come with the mindset, hallelujah, that I will behold my God. Hallelujah. Because we're two or three gathered, he is in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to receive a Christophany. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So I just want to shift your focus this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your focus be on the Lord. Let your focus be on his provision for you this morning. Hallelujah. As we said, he did not come empty-handed. Hallelujah. We don't serve a God that is empty-handed. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And because of the work of Christ at the cross, the blessings of the Lord for you is already yea and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So set your affections on the things above. Love on those things that are eternal. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And know that there is a word from the Lord for you today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer for this morning fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for allowing us to come on one accord today. In your name, only in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being able to come on one accord, different areas, different places, different cities, different states, even the ones that will hear this in different countries, Lord. We thank you for coming in your son name, Jesus' name, and we tell you thank you this morning. Lord God, we thank you for the fire that will be spoken on this line this morning that will come and set the captive free. Lord God, we thank you in advance for everything that shall set us free this day, Lord. Lord God, anything that's not like you, Lord God, that is trying to attach itself to God's people, we thank you this this morning for setting us free in advance, Lord God. We thank you for the speaker of this hour, Lord, the woman of this line, Lord God, our apostle. Lord God, we thank you for filling her with even more fire, Lord God. We thank you right now what you're getting ready to do on this line, Lord. We tell you thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we give your name all the glory and all
Hallelujah,
the praise. We take
Jesus.
None of your glory from you, Lord. We tell you thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every sign and every wonder and every miracle that shall take place this very moment, Lord God, that we will testify about those miracles and signs and wonders that have taken place from this service, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you in advance. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. Oh, God, we give your name the glory today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. We give him glory, we give him praise, and we give him honor on this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank God for just another privilege. Amen. Just another opportunity. Amen. That we may gather in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. That there is no misunderstanding. People may be gathering for all kind of reasons, but we gather in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To affect God's will and his purpose and his plan for the church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anyone, hallelujah, on today that have a song in their heart or a testimony? Amen. Hallelujah. Of the goodness of God and what it is that he has done for them. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the Bible teaches us, amen, that we overcome the enemy, that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Hallelujah. Is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. That this is how we overcome. Hallelujah, how he poured out his life at Calvary. This is how we overcome, and by the words of our testimony, when we begin to testify of what it is that God has done for us, hallelujah, through the poured out life of Christ, praise God. So we want to give you an opportunity, amen, to exercise your overcoming power, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you come to give him the glory this morning?
Yes,
how many
God.
Of you come just to give him the praise? How many of
Amen.
You come just to honor our Lord this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory yeah, to your name, God. We come
hallelujah.
To lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to be the first to give my testimony on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I was driving, amen, up to New York. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. About 2 weeks ago, praise God. About in the state of Maryland, I received a ticket, praise God. And the enemy said I was doing 79, praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't say the officer. I said the enemy because Satan is a motivator. Amen. I don't have a problem with the people in blue. I was also once in blue. Praise God. I know the hard work that we do. Praise God. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Jesus. My God. And it left me a little angry. Praise God. I felt like I was being profile, praise God, hallelujah, and then coming back from the trip, praise God, I was pulled over again in Virginia, praise God, hallelujah, my God, and when I was pulled over, amen, I was tucked into traffic, praise God, maybe 5 cars before me and 5 cars behind me, the car behind me was on my bumper, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, but the officer, hallelujah, turned the corner, praise God, amen, and when the car behind me saw Hallelujah, that he was present. Amen. The white man in the car slowed down and pulled back, praise God. The officer jumped behind me, praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm there. He tells me to turn aside, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I say praise God because all I could do is praise him. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, I said to the officer, now, officer, why did you pull me over? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said you was doing 75. I looked him in the face and I spoke to that devil. I'm not talking about the author. I'm talking about the God of the year. I said the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the author said, ma'am, did you just call me a devil? I said, no, sir, I did not call you a devil. For we know the devil is a spirit and not a man. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And clearly there is something that is going on in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, it came so instant. Amen. It was a holy anger, a holy indignation for injustice. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He went back to his car and came back. Praise God. He said, my partner, do not give officer courtesy, but I'm going to give you an officer courtesy. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah.
He said, but I don't like being called a liar. I didn't say nothing. I kept my mouth shut, amen, because rebuking the devil that was working behind the scenes, amen, God had already set me free, praise God. I just took my credentials and there was nothing else to say, praise God, because my focus was getting up out of there, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I began to give God the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Beloved, Satan is the God of the air, but our God is the God of all things. Hallelujah. He is the creator of all. Amen. He is even the God of the enemy that motivates behind the scene. Praise God. Beloved, I began to rejoice in the spirit, but I also began to be watchful, because even all the way down the line, there was just things of different things taking place through the police department. Praise God. When I got close, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, close to the complex where I live, my God, there was another thing taking place. And the man, the officer just looked at the car. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like it, amen, hallelujah. He said, what year is this? I had to pull out my correction ID again, praise God. And I began to pray, hallelujah, under my breath, praise God. I said, Lord, I need you to deliver me just one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay, hallelujah, in the presence of God. We have to meditate upon the word. Hallelujah. Day and night that he keep us in perfect peace. We need divine protection. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This time he let me go my way again. Praise God. And I begin to rejoice in the Lord again. Praise God. Beloved, hallelujah, there is a word from the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah, you got to walk in what it is that God has given you. Praise God, and I'm not telling you to be defiant, amen? When you rebuke the devil, you better know that you're rebuking the spirit and not a man. Praise God, because you can't rebuke man. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you got to know the difference. You got to be able to speak the language of the kingdom and articulate yourself. Amen. Your faith must be in Christ. When you rebuke, you must rebuke by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. And that rebuke shifts the atmosphere. Praise God. That rebuke calls for things to change. Praise God. That rebuke hit me up under the pavilion. Amen. In the arms of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. So for that today, God, do I give you glory. For that today, God, do I give you praise. Hallelujah. And do I also pray for law enforcement, praise God. Amen, that they could go forth in their duties with the mindset to serve and protect. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because it's not good to be lied on. It's not good to be accused, amen, of doing something when you did nothing. It's not good to be, amen, racial profiles, amen, or hallelujah, or concerned because you're driving while black. It's not good. Hallelujah, Jesus. It does not feel good. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I didn't fight my own cause. What I did, hallelujah, in this situation, in this circumstance, praise God, Hallelujah, Jesus. I tapped into heaven's provision for me. I remembered the word of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Huh? And so this morning, I just come to give God the glory because I could have been a casualty at the side of the road. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. But I come to give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. I come to give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just want to testify this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
I'm like apostle. I just want to give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After last week, I went and after last week's service, I couldn't tell you the last thing that happened to me. Glory to God. But I was sick last week and I went in, I got my vaccine on the 17th, I got the first shot, and I began to get sick around the 19th, and that I had COVID, and I just was like, Sister Latasha, I know Apostle live a life, and I pray, and I intercede for so many, and I said, now, Lord, I need you I need to intercede to you, Lord God. I need to talk to you one-on-one. And I just begin to just, you know, cry out to the Lord, Lord, keep me strong. And my symptoms begin to get worse. And glory to God, one day my son came home and I hadn't eaten. I can't remember what even happened last week. All I know is my son came home from work and he called the ambulance and they came and got me. And they told me that I was lucky to be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I remember being in the hospital. Hallelujah. And I remember them getting a cold something. And all I remember seeing was the nurses run by. Hallelujah. And the doctors run by. And somebody didn't make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I remember talking to the Lord, hallelujah. And he asked me, he said, Maggie, he said, you can prophesy in my name. You can pray for people in my name. He said, but it requires all of you, hallelujah, glory to God. And I said, well, Lord, I said, I want to live right, God. I said, nothing shall separate me from your love, Lord. I said, wherever I'm falling short, God, I said, forgive me, hallelujah. I said, just don't take me. I said, please just don't take me, Lord. And I began to talk to the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And I know that God gave me favor because my room was right across from the nurse's station, glory to God. And I remember my sister calling and saying, I'm just calling to check on my sister every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. No antibiotics. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No breathing treatment. No ventilator. It wasn't the COVID-19 vaccine, but it was Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, it was Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This walk has got to be real, y'all. We can't do it one day and then not do it the next. Hallelujah, we got to be sold completely out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
All the things that we do in this earth don't matter, but serving him is all that matters and all that counts. Hallelujah. And I tell God, thank you for keeping me here. My son said, Mama, I thought I lost you. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
he said, but
Jesus.
I know that you pray. Hallelujah. And I know you were going to pull through.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We got to live right, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God, to have that relationship with him, hallelujah, glory to God. And I told God, I said, God, I rededicate my life, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I remember one day on the prayer line, hallelujah, last year sometime, I heard Prophetess Deidre and Brother Randy before he passed on. I heard them give their life back to Christ, hallelujah. And I just thought about them, and I was laying in the bed, and I said, Lord, please accept me back, Lord God. I said, yes. I don't care what the world say, what title I may have, but God, I want to be in right standing with you, hallelujah. Yes. That's all that matters, hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God this morning. I thank God this morning for living a lifestyle of holiness, hallelujah, Jesus, and forgiving me, hallelujah, repenting and going before God and telling him to keep me saved, keep me on the side of the earth, hallelujah, Jesus, because I wasn't ready
hallelujah.
To go, but I thank God for his healing power, glory to God. Glory to God. It was people on
hallelujah.
The ventilator. It was people dying. Hallelujah. People sitting outside the hospital waiting just to get in. Glory to God. And I thank God for healing power. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And being able to talk to my daddy for myself. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You all continue to bless, pray for one another. Keep one another encouraged and lifted up in prayer. We need it during this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank God for that testimony on today. Praise God.
And, beloved, all I can say to you is, won't he do it? Amen. Won't he do it? Praise God. Amen. God, he is a mighty God. He is a loving God. And we are truly seeing the goodness of the Lord, amen, in the land of the living. Amen. I love when the woman of God said it was not the COVID vaccine, amen, that delivered her, but it was Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When death is all around, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, and we just have to keep looking to him. He can keep you with the vaccine, and he can keep you without the vaccine, because he is our keeper, praise God, amen.
Amen.
Will there
amen.
Be another testimony for the Lord on today, praise God?
Yes, Lord, this is, God bless everyone, this is Latasha. I just wanted to say that God's spirit is, you know, unforeseen, and he is a healer. I wanted to say that this week I have also been dealing with stuff coming down the pipeline. You know, even on my job, there's a gentleman that's supposed to be my manager, African-American guy, just him and me. And every time a woman or somebody come into the store and we begin to talk, there's people trying to give me different jobs and recommend things to me. And if he's behind the register with me, he tends to, like, tell the people stuff about me to slander my name and my character. But yesterday he did it to somebody who actually recommended me a job. And my spirit said, you know what, I'm tired of this person. I should say something. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, keep your mouth closed, because God is your provider and God is the judge. So I just wanted
Amen.
To say, you know, there's something motivating the scenes, and you have to, you know, stay in prayer. So I came home and I've been praying for this person on my job. Like I said,
Amen.
I don't know if it's jealousy or not, but I've given it to God, and God says, I am your provider. He's the judge. So I just wanted to say, even though we go through things, we don't have to do anything to anybody, you know, even that. And then with my plate, somebody trying to steal my plate off of my car, but God covered me in time where they wasn't able to take it. So I just wanted to say to everybody, be encouraged, because I am not going to be moved. I refuse to be moved. I refuse to be in fear, because I'm standing on the word of God. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, and God bless everyone on today. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, we thank God for that testimony, for we know that our God is God. Amen. On the job, he is God. Amen. Hallelujah. On the street corner. Amen. He is still God in the marketplace. Amen. He is omnipresent and all-knowing. Praise God. Will there be another testimony for the Lord this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone want to exercise their overcoming power this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love Jesus, 'cause he's my savior. When the storm come raging, oh, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, oh, I will follow. 'Cause I love Jesus and he loves me. I'm gonna sing it again. I love Jesus, 'cause he's my savior. When the storm come raging, oh, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, oh, I will follow. 'Cause I love Jesus and he loves me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I love Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God and my faith is in when the storm come raging. Hallelujah. That he alone is my shelter. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, continue, amen, hallelujah, to set your face upon him. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Continue to behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your
amen.
God. Behold amen. Your God. Behold. Behold. Find him in the midst of the storm. Find him in the midst of the situation,
yes,
and the circumstance.
Yes.
Just locate,
amen,
your God, hallelujah.
Yes,
even in,
Lord,
the your assignments, you got to be able to locate, tap in, trust him all the way.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Oh,
praise
glory
God
to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, as we move forth, amen, in the word of God on today, for there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for each and every one of you that have called in on today. We're going to turn to Psalms 40. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Psalms, and we're going to go to chapter 40. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that this is a virtual gathering, but I still expect for you to have your word. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask, amen, hallelujah, that Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, amen, that you read with a strong voice, amen, and you read from verse 1, amen, to verse 17. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Behold your God, even as the scriptures is being read. Hallelujah. Beloved, do you not know that you could get delivered just by your faith being in the word when you begin,
amen,
to change your mind? Amen. For whatever system that was working prior to you hearing the word, amen, and you begin to put your faith in the word of God, who is Christ, amen. Praise God. Do you know that deliverance and transformation of the mind begin to take place? See, man can't do that for you. God does that. Amen. Hallelujah. God does that. Amen. It's an inside work. And we're going to Psalms chapter 40. Psalms chapter 40. We ask that when you hear the word read, hear it with your spiritual ears. Don't hear it with your natural ears. Hear it with your ears of your spirit. Hear it with the ears of your heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I release the line to you, woman of God.
Amen. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Glory to God. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thou thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order until thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine eyes has thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. I have preached righteousness in thy great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not, though, thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evil spirits have compassed me about mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. There are more than the hairs on mine head. therefore my heart faileth me. But please, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I
praise
am
God
poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer, make no tarrying, O my God. The word is read and blessed.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. And just by hearing it, amen, amen, I heard the Holy Spirit begin to work in the hearts, amen, of his people. It is an inside work, beloved. But I want to bring your attention to, amen, verse 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, my thought to you, amen, is that God changes our faith. God changes our faith. Amen. He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Amen. And just like the Psalm of David, praise God. Amen. We all do go through. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Especially those of us that are in Christ in the land of the living. Amen. The Bible tells us that we shall see persecution. Amen. That there shall be hardships. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, that there will be things that we go through, even as the Christ has went through, even as David has went through, even as Abram went through, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, as Samson went through, praise God, hallelujah, as Deborah went through, beloved, we too will go through, praise God, hallelujah, and if you haven't gone through anything yet, praise God, amen, just keep on living, just keep on believing, amen, because our faith will be tried, hallelujah, Jesus. God will try our faith, praise God, that we may come out as pure gold, praise God. Our faith will be tried, amen, to see if we believe what it is that we say that we believe, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, I want you to know, amen, that God invites us to see his face so he can change ours. Amen. Remember, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, when Moses, amen, was stuck with God, amen, when he would separate himself, amen, from the congregation of Israel, amen, praise God, and he would go up to the mountain, he would talk with God, amen, when Moses would come down, praise God, hallelujah, after seeing the face of God, amen, Moses would have the glory of God all upon his face, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, the display, amen, of the presence of God, because you have been with him, will also be upon you, praise God, hallelujah. It was just recently, praise God, hallelujah, I took a picture, praise God, hallelujah, and everybody that received that picture said, Apostle, there is such a glow upon you, amen. When I went out that day, amen, there was testimony, amen, of everyone, amen, hallelujah, that I went by, amen, the glory of God was so upon me, praise God, but those that did not have an understanding, amen, praise God, of spiritual things, amen, wanted to know what products did I use on my face, praise God, and instead of, amen, talking about products, I told them that it was just the glory of God, huh? Because all day the night before, amen, and all day before I went out, amen, I chose to stay in his presence. I chose to stuck with him. I chose to abide with him. I chose to be at his feet, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, it's impossible to be in the presence of God and not come out changed. Amen. Not come out looking like him. Not come out with his glory. Amen. Upon you. Amen. And I begin to eat, amen, hallelujah, amen, with one of my spiritual daughters, amen, that I used to teach Bible study with around the table at my dining room table. And she said, Apostle, there is a glow that is upon your face, praise God. She said, I remember that glow when we used to have all-night prayer on Friday night. Your face used to light up like that. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I want to tell you that God wants you to behold his glory, but he also wants others to behold his glory, because he will cause for his glory and his fragrance and his aura, hallelujah, and the light of Christ to rest upon you, hallelujah, that others will take notice, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He uses our uncovered faces to display his glory. Amen. The transformation is not easy. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, the sculptor of Mount Rushmore face a lesser challenge than does God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. This thing that is hard for man to do is easy for God to do. For God can do in a moment of time what man cannot do in a lifetime. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, anybody want God to change their face? Praise God. Hallelujah. When they look at you, hallelujah, they ought to see the Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember when I read, amen, John 14, amen, and Philip said, show us the Father, praise God. And Jesus said unto him, have you been with me all this time, and you have not seen the Father? Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, hallelujah, my God. So, beloved, on today, we give you an invitation that you may behold your God, hallelujah. We give you an invitation that even as you suck with him, that you yourself will see the change. Hallelujah. His glory bestows upon you, and so will others see him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, whatever it is that you may be going through, because the psalmist went through some things. The psalmist was being persecuted. The psalmist was being ridiculed. The psalmist was being belittled. Hallelujah. The enemy had agents that was coming up against the psalmist in this text. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the psalmist, hallelujah, did not take vengeance. The psalmist turned his face to God. The psalmist began to talk about God, talk to God about his problems. The psalmist began to set his trust in the Lord, even when everything is failing. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, beloved. Do you know that God can restore the very thing, amen, hallelujah, that was torn down, that was plucked up, that was pulled down, hallelujah. If we just come by the way of Christ, he can rebuild it, but he will only rebuild it with the right foundation. Praise God, hallelujah. Beloved, I want to encourage you on today that all is not lost, praise God. So whatever it is that you may be going through, hallelujah, one touch from the Lord, hallelujah, he's able, hallelujah, to change things in your life. He's able to change your mindset. He's able to change your perspective, hallelujah, the way you see things, hallelujah, Jesus, the way you understand things. He's able to put you in the way of Christ. There was a time, hallelujah, when we was called the children in the way. Praise God, hallelujah, because Christ said that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So we was known as the children in the way. We was once sinners, amen, taught in righteousness in the way, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is that teacher, praise God, hallelujah, beloved, we got to stop going with public opinion, praise God, and we have to get back in the way, get back to being taught by way of the Spirit, get back and become lovers of the Word, hallelujah, Jesus, we have to get in that place, that when our marriages are failing, that we are trusting in God, that we are trusting in his plan, that we are trusting, hallelujah, in his precepts, oh God, hallelujah.
when the job is coming up against you, when the enemy is threatening, hallelujah, your way of life, praise God, when the enemy is being an accuser of the brethren, you got to trust God, hallelujah, Jesus, when the storm comes, when the wind blows, when the sea rages, you got to trust God. He has made you to be unique, to be an individual, praise God. He has made you, hallelujah, Jesus, that you may prosper and bring glory to his name. So tap into that uniqueness. The way I get in his presence may not be the way that you get in his presence. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. But you ought to find yourself there, trusting him in and through it all. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for he is truly the potter and we are the clay. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved God, he loves to change the faces of his children. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is by his fingers. Hallelujah, my God, that when you are worried, hallelujah, but you choose to trust in him, praise God, hallelujah, it is by his fingers that the wrinkles of worries are rubbed away, hallelujah, Jesus, who am I speaking to, hallelujah, he relaxes and clenches jaws and smooths furry brows, hallelujah, Jesus, the word of God, when you begin to believe it, amen, begin to do this thing for you. Hallelujah, when you hear the word and believe the word is like a touch from God. Hallelujah, it's like a molding and a shaping. Hallelujah, his touch can remove the bags of exhaustion from beneath the eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus, and turn tears of despair into tears of peace. Hallelujah, and all of this is done through our worship. Hallelujah, beloved, how do I get touched by God? How do I get for him to turn my situation and my circumstance around. Beloved, this is spirit and truth worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. And sometimes we believe, hallelujah, Jesus, worship. My God, hallelujah. My God is just a yell. It's just a shout and it's just a scream. But worship, hallelujah, Jesus, is your obedience unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I remind you of Abraham this morning, hallelujah, that when God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, hallelujah, Abraham rose early in the morning and he said unto the men, unto his servants, that me and the lad, we go to worship. So our worship is that when God speaks, that we obey. Hallelujah. Abram didn't have, he didn't have a horn. He didn't have a piano. He did not have, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, a flute. He did not have a drum set. He didn't go saying, hallelujah, my God, what did he do? He quickly rose and he obeyed the Lord. Your lifestyle of obedience to God day by day is your worship. He said that he prefer obedience over sacrifice. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. And so when we came into the service today, God, he began to instruct us in the word of God how to come into his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. And how do we know that he is present? Because the Bible says that when two or three is gathered in his name, that there he is in the midst. That's why today I told you to behold your God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. He will turn your gloom, hallelujah, to a rejoicing. Hallelujah. He will turn the doom of your day, hallelujah, to a bright and sunny day. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, he says, enter into my courts with praise and into my gates with thanksgiving. That's why I came in. Hallelujah. And I didn't hear no other word but I knew the word of the Lord. I came and giving him glory. I came and giving him praise because I wanted to behold my God. Hallelujah. I didn't come in to see man. I needed God to wipe the tears from my eyes. I needed God to drive out the fear with his perfect love. I needed God to be the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I needed God to give me a new song. Hallelujah. Deep down in my spirit, in the midst of despair. Hallelujah. Because I trust in him. Because you trust in him. And you obey his word. And you enter into worship. He will give you a new song in the midst of despair. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. The blood will inspire a new song. He will give you a song that you can sing unto him. He will give you a Christophany. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. I don't care where you find yourself. The prophetess, she found herself among death in a hospital, in a hospital bed where people was dying around her. But she chose to trust in the Lord. She chose to talk to him. She chose to give him glory. She chose, hallelujah, Jesus, to take up her privilege and go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, the things that you're going through don't make you who you are. But how you respond to what it is that you go through says everything about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Sister Latasha said that she didn't say anything to the man that bared witness against her, she said in turn she went home and she prayed for him. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's obedience to the word. That's fellowship. That's entering into a worship. Every time you obey God, every time you step out on faith, every time you put your trust in his word, hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, hallelujah. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Hallelujah, Jesus. But what does that mean for the church? That means that we ought to keep being a witness. Like the psalmist, he said, I have preached your word. I have preached your gospel amongst the congregation. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has called you forth to be a witness. And even in the midst of despair, even in the midst of persecution, he's able to give you a new song. I don't feel no ways tired. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will begin to give you a new song. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. He will begin to give you a new song. I remember, hallelujah, when my sister passed away, I was in such despair. Hallelujah, Jesus. I cried out to God. I was even angry with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. I said, God, you didn't let me in on your plan. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that you was taking her home to glory. Hallelujah. But that was my perspective then. But God responded to me. He said, but I am God. Hallelujah. He said, I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh. And when the sovereign God spoke to me, and he said, I am God, the spirit man inside of me. Hallelujah. He stood up and he shut down my emotions. And he said, it is well. The spirit man in me began to talk to God. So how did I make it through? Hallelujah. I sang the song, it is well. It is well.
Hallelujah.
It is well. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That song brought me out. And every time grief tried to set in, I say it is well. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to your name. Oh, yes, you are God. Oh, yes, you are just. Who can abide? It's not like he raised her from the dead. Hallelujah. But in the midst of it all, the way I saw things, he changed it. Hallelujah. Just through a fellowship, just through a worship, because I trusted in him, even in the midst of me being angry with God. And I remember, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. People don't believe that you could be angry with a starving God. Hallelujah. But he looked upon our frailty. Hallelujah, Jesus. He knows that we are only but clay. Hallelujah. He knows that his thoughts are not our thoughts and that our ways are not his ways. Hallelujah. But when you enter into worship, hallelujah, and he began to speak to you, hallelujah, he elevates your mind, hallelujah, he gives you a new understanding, hallelujah. And so when he said, I am God, when he said, I am God, hallelujh. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. My spirit that fellowship with him said, it is well, hallelujah. It is well was the answer to my grief. It is well kept me from losing my mind. It is well, hallelujah. Oh, glory
Thank
to
you,
his name. It is well gave me strength to drive up the road. It is well. It is well. It is well. Could have said a lot of things, hallelujah, but I chose to say what the Spirit said. Oh, glory God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to his name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants to change your face. Hallelujah. He wants to set his glory upon your face. Hallelujah, that others will behold him. Hallelujah, that others will see God in you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you would just get in his face, if you would just trust in him, if you would just acknowledge him, if you would just let him be your burden bearer, your heavy load sharer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want things done. Hallelujah. We want to do it our way, but we don't have the understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, of the things of God. And it's going to be God's way and no other way, beloved. Hallelujah. It must be according to his plan. It must be according to his specifications. Amen. It must be according to his blueprint. Hallelujah, Jesus. When it comes to all things, amen, we have to build according to God's plan. Hallelujah. We must do it according to his plan. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. God will inspire new songs. I remember when I moved down to North Carolina, God gave me 3 songs. Hallelujah. One was, hallelujah, Lord, you said it, Lord, hallelujah. And I began to remind him of all the things that he said, hallelujah. This song birthed in my spirit while in worship. Hallelujah, Jesus, you said that you will heal the sick, that you will raise the dead, that you will save the lost. Hallelujah. Who glory
Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, you said, hallelujah. Who glory. Hallelujah. You said it, Lord. Hallelujah. But the second song that he gave me was his answer to me. Hallelujah. He answered me, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. And the third song he said to me was a song of triumph. The song was, God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
My God, when they hung him high and stretched him wide. Hallelujah. When he hung his head and died. Hallelujah. When he resurrected. Hallelujah. He will inspire a new song. Hallelujah. Beloved, you need to know if God said it, you can believe it. Hallelujah. Because he is the God that does just what he said. Hallelujah, Jesus. He may not change the circumstance. Hallelujah. But he can change your perspective, that you can see it through the eyes of God, that you will know his plan and his purpose at this time. Hallelujah, Jesus. He may not have told you beforehand. Hallelujah. I remember reading in the word of God when the Shunammite woman's son died. Hallelujah. She ran behind Elijah. Hallelujah. She was distraught. Elijah said unto her, tell me what is wrong. Tell me what is wrong, because God did not show me this thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And when Elijah spoke those words, it comforted me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because if he did not tell Elijah who he took up in the whirlwind, there may be things that he don't share with me for my own good. Hallelujah. God knew I would have spoke life into he healed her, delivered her. Hallelujah. To her bones stiffened. Hallelujah. To hell shook her loose. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, God, I just thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him. So she said that it is well. It is well. Whatever it is that God is doing, it is well. Beloved, trust God in this season. I know that life as we know it has changed, and it may never get back to what we know to be normal. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. But we got to trust him anyhow. Hallelujah. Relationships are beginning, relationships are ending, but we got to trust God anyhow. Amen. There are things that they would like to make the norm that will never be normal for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. They need to change things at the level of a constitution when it comes down to the United States of America, because when God made the black man, he did not make us three-fourths or three-fifths of a person. Amen. Hallelujah. He made us whole. He made us unique. Hallelujah, Jesus. He made us equal. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so if the constitution of the government is not right, they'll never see us through the eyes that they're supposed to, unless we get down on bending knees and pray and trust God until we begin to legislate, amen, to change the laws of man, that the laws of God will manifest in this land. Hallelujah. We got to be like Daniel in this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. The spirit of excellence is upon you. Hallelujah. You are not without resources. Hallelujah. God has given you unlimited resources. He has also given you the power of his spirit in his name. You have the grace to effect change. Hallelujah. You have the grace. Hallelujah. But beloved, you must know the specifications of his plan, the specifications of the plan of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You must do it his way. The problem is that we want things, but we don't want to do it God's way. We must do it God's way. Hallelujah, Jesus. So right now in the heart of his people, hallelujah, is he doing the work? Hallelujah. In your heart today is change taking place. In your heart today is he developing a new song. In your faith today, because you have come to sup with him, have he changed your faith? Hallelujah. Have he caused for his glory to rest upon you? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Has he transfigured you because you chose to sup with him? Because you chose to be in his presence? Because you chose to trust in the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. He may not change his circumstance, but I promise you he'll change your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has strengthened you that you may go through and that you may come out. Beloved, trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you saying, I did all I could do. Hallelujah. But you cannot build according to your own specification. You must build according to God's plan. God's plan toward marriage, God's plan toward family. You must take your rightful place. Hallelujah. And until you do that, you will not be seen. You will not be heard. How can you reflect the glory of God if you're in your own way?
the way that we ought to be is the way of Christ. Trust in the Lord and let him give you a new song that you may minister unto him. That's what the new song is for. The new song is that you may minister unto God, that you may sing his praises, that others will hear and believe as you rejoice. The new song is a sound of victory amongst New Jerusalem. That's the new song. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, I don't know how you came in. Hallelujah. But if you would just, hallelujah, begin to bless the Lord for the change that he has effected in your life, in your heart, in your mind today, the transformation. If you just begin to bless him, hallelujah, turn your heart toward him, turn your face toward him, hallelujah, for Jesus, God, he is your Savior. He is your Savior. Hallelujah. Unmute your phones and just bless him. Unmute your phone and just praise him. Unmute your phone and just thank him for the change. Thank him for the transformation. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, for the new perspective. Thank him. Some of you are hard on yourself. Praise God. But God is telling you that you are harder on yourself than I am on you. I need you to see you the way I see you. My word is affecting change. My grace is enough. My grace is your provision. Hallelujah. It is not you that is working. I'm doing this thing by way of my spirit in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, koro bo sandere. E kuriandere bo sanda. Just give him glory. Just give him praise. Just lift him up. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Behold him. Behold him. Behold him. Behold him. Praise him until you see him. Praise him until you get a Christophany. Praise him until your song comes. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, glory,
glory. Oh, both sides. I command a shift in your heavens. Your heavens is recalibrating even now. And in the name of Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Shift in the atmosphere.
Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just trust him in and through all things. Hallelujah. By way of the blood inspires new song. Hallelujah. When you seek God, he will change your perspective that you will see his plan, his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. For everything, there is a season. Amen. And for every time, a purpose up under the sun. Hallelujah. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord shall prevail. He will transform you that you will know his purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus. May the purpose of the Lord prevail in your life, and may the gates of hell not prevail against the plan and the purpose of God for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. I pronounce blessings over you this day, that the blessing of the Lord maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing of the Lord maketh you rich and addeth no sorrow. You will not have any sad stories to tell. You will not find yourself in a place of murmuring and complaining. For he is a God that will change your perspective. He will elevate your mind that you can go higher. You will trample over it. Amen. Hallelujah. Over scorpions and serpents. Because now you have the perspective of God, the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. It is the knowledge of Christ that makes you new. It is the knowledge of Christ, the promise of God, that makes you new. Your knowing of it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Father, we thank you for everyone that is gathered on today. We thank you for every testimony. We thank you for the provision of grace through your word as the people are receiving it by faith. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we invite you right now that you may sow into the Lord's provision. Amen for you, that you may obey him. Amen. In tithing. Amen. And in offering and in seeding. Amen.
as he has unctioned you by faith. Amen. I'm just speaking into how he has unctioned you already, and I'm giving you the opportunity to move. Amen. With the unction of God, we can only give our tithes by faith. We can only give an offering by faith. We can only seed by faith. We can only give our first fruits by faith. Amen. We can only give the first fruits of our increase by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm speaking to your faith now. Hallelujah. How the Holy Spirit is unctioning you. And you can do so, amen, by giving to the work of Christ through Cash App. That's $CSVC12. Whatever it is that God has purpose in your heart to do for the work of Jesus Christ, do it now. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can also do so through the website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. There is a donate icon on every page. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you may bless the Lord in your giving. Praise God. You can do so, amen, through the PayPal and the church. Amen. Email address is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. And Father, according to how you have unctioned your people to give, and as they move in obedience to your word, to your unction, to the unction of your spirit, my God, hallelujah, as they move in obedience, I proclaim your blessing upon them, O God, that the devourer is rebuked for the tithers in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, that the devourer is rebuked, hallelujah, that it is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. My God, that the enemy will not devour the blessings or the provision of the Lord that he has given unto you, because you chose to give him the tenth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And those of you that are giving offering, the windows of heaven are being opened according to the word, pouring you out blessings. Hallelujah, that you cannot store up. Beloved, I want to remind you that you cannot give an offering until you first give God what belongs to him. And that is the tenth. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give him the praise for every seed that is on assignment. Praise God, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for perfecting, amen, for manifesting, amen, hallelujah, my God, that every seed, hallelujah, that is on assignment, my God, that you are answering, oh God, hallelujah, even now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. But when we give to your work, hallelujah, our blessings are stored up with you. We thank you for the move of God. We thank you for the move of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for doing what you said you would do. So the blessings of the Lord is upon you. Your seed-giving power is being multiplied even now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, because your trust and obedience is unto the Lord. Is unto his word. Hallelujah. If there be one on the line today that does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah, we don't preach this gospel to draw you unto man. Amen. I don't preach this gospel that you may be attracted unto me. Praise God, I preach this gospel that you may see the Christ and that you may, hallelujah, be attracted to him. Amen. I preach this gospel for the remission of your sins. Praise God, hallelujah, that he may prick your heart. Amen, hallelujah. I preach this gospel that the God of the air that blinds you and hides the gospel from you, that you may hear it and know it. I preach this gospel because the word is a hammer to the stony heart. Amen, and it hits. And it makes the heart, amen, like flesh. Amen, praise God. This is why we preach this gospel, that you may know God's plan for salvation, that you may know that the war has been won, that you may know that you can spend eternity with God. This is why we preach this gospel. We preach this gospel that you may follow Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if there's one on this line today that does not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, amen, the faith in this Jesus that died, that was crucified, that died, that was buried, hallelujah, that went and preached in hell and came up with all power, that was resurrected. If your faith is in this Christ, if you believe that he is Lord and that he has resurrected, that you shall be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. This is why we preach this gospel. Hallelujah. And if it's your heart that is being pricked, right now, God is affecting change in your heart.
hallelujah, right now, hallelujah, there is a circumcision that is going on, hallelujah, if it is you that have repented of your sins, hallelujah, Jesus. If you at this moment have accepted him as Lord, if you have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, hallelujah, Jesus, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we commend unto you every proselyte. Oh, God, hallelujah, that who heart was pricked and who believed, oh, God. We commend unto you every backslider, oh, God, that recommitted themselves unto you, hallelujah, because they want to live a life of holiness unto you and serve you for the balance of their days. We commend them unto you, oh, God, that you will finish the good work that you started. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give them unto you that you will keep them, oh, God, hallelujah, from all evil. We give them unto you, God, hallelujah, that you will perfect them in the ways of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus, that they may be developed in the faith. Oh, God, we give them unto you for divine protection. We give them unto you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and if you need to reach us, you can reach us through 800-373-6948 or through the website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Hallelujah. God have a purpose and a plan for your life, beloved. Hallelujah. We are here, amen, if you would allow us that we can instruct you in righteousness, that you may mature spiritually concerning the things of God, that you may know how to live this new life that Christ has given unto you. For you are no longer a living soul, but you are a new creature, a new creation. Amen. Hallelujah. You are a spiritual being. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we would like to further instruct you in righteousness if you would allow us to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. We thank God on today. Praise God. I hope that you all was blessed through the service. Amen. Amen. Sister Jacqueline McGee, it's good to see you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We Amen. Thank God for you. Minister Jacqueline McGee, praise God. Amen. I stand to be corrected. I like to give honor where honor is due. Amen. Pastor Patricia Whitfield, Paige Whitfield, amen. We thank God for you being on today. Praise God. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to ask, amen, on today that, amen, Minister Jacqueline McGee, that she close us out in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, remember this word as you go throughout the week. This word comes with a provision of grace. Amen. That you may trust in the Lord. Allow him to change your perspective. Allow him to give you a new song, amen, as you trust in him, amen. Know that, don't look at what's before you and think that that is all there is, amen. Know that all things are working together for the good, for those that love the Lord and accord according to your purpose. It may not look good right now, and it may not feel good. You may find yourself in a situation and a circumstance, amen, hallelujah, but he is God. He is God, hallelujah, and he is truly working it out for you. Praise God, hallelujah. So I just wanted to encourage you with those final words, and I release the line to Minister Jacqueline McGee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. We thank God this morning
hallelujah.
For his word. We thank God for each and every one of you on the line. We thank God for the woman of God that brings forth the word from Spirit and Truth Ministry. We thank God this morning just to refill us and refresh us and revive us in his word. We thank God for what he's doing in our life
Jesus.
This morning. Mighty God, I just want to thank you, mighty God, for life. I want to thank you, mighty God, for your word. I want to thank you, mighty
mm-hmm.
God, for strength this morning, for your grace, mighty God. We want to thank you for your faithfulness, mighty God. Father,
yes,
we want to
God,
thank
hallelujah.
You for, mighty God, your spirit, mighty God. Father, as you said, Father, we come to you, mighty God, in worship, in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we thank you for today's message as we trust in you, mighty God, and wait patiently on you.
Hallelujah.
Father, we know that all things are possible with you. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you honor this morning for what you are doing in our lives. what you continue to do in our life and what you have done on this line this morning. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, beloved. So let us go in peace and let us serve the Lord and remember to be a witness of Jesus Christ and walk according to his principles and his precepts for your life. For in that way is a provision for you, a supernatural divine provision, agape love.